All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Thank you for sending me the headlines. RFK, or Bob as I call him, wants to create RFK wants to promote what he's calling a universal vaccine that mimics natural immunity. Huh. What is wrong with this picture, friends? And let me share with you the picture. And I'm going to share with you the video, the announcement that he made in a press conference just a couple of days ago. So here we have RFK Jr. We're developing a universal vaccine at NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health, which is a vaccine that addresses the entire phylum of viruses. He loves to use those big words. And I know that people are impressed by that. Some people anyway, who say, you know what? When I hear people use words that I don't understand, I know that they're smarter than I am. Well, I would use a different word than smart, but we'll get into that in just a moment. So let me know if you saw this. And the reason why this is so important and what I'm going to cover in this video is this, you know, 40-second snippet from the press concert, as I call them, because they are performances. But more importantly, I want to follow up on the video that I did, which it seems to me I was the only person that pointed out that the $500 million that Bob and the HHS was canceling with some government vaccine contracts was actually and is going to be taken out of one pocket and put into the other pocket for more vaccine development, only not the mRNA, because people don't like that word. They or someone they know has been harmed or killed by these products. And so this mRNA has a tainted association now. So it's basically a PR stunt. It is a bait and switch. They are going to be developing other types of products, such as vaccines that are shoved up your nose. I hope none of y'all did that nasal swab assault. And there are the aerosol mist vaccines. There are vaccines that you can have just absorbed through your skin and a whole host of others. So that's where the money is going. He himself said so. Bob said that vaccine development remains a priority of his department, and he's going to put that money into areas that are not associated with the mRNA. Now, it seems like nobody but me and the Healthy Americans here online actually read more than just the headline. But what I want to share, I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, what he came up with just days after that announcement. And I don't think anyone can manipulate what he's saying, or maybe they're not going to hear it clearly because his supporters are what's called tone deaf. And I know that also because some of y'all are sending me Substacks and blog articles and podcasts of his loyal sycophants that are justifying everything that he does. They have an answer for everything. It's wonderful that Bob has such loyalty because he's not a very loyal person. Just ask his ex-wives. Oh, you can't ask one of them because sadly we're told she took her own life. So that's a story for another day. I'm just saying that he has these loyal people that are willing to twist his words to manipulate what he's saying and to not face the facts of what he is saying. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. Let's talk about some happy news, and that is over at noblegoldinvestments.com. And friends, I just interviewed the CEO. I've done a few interviews with Colin, and actually here he is right here. Colin Plume is the CEO, the owner, the founder of Noble Gold Investments. And if you want to get to know him and his company, please stay tuned for next week when I'm going to share a video, our video interview, all about the slowdown in the economy and what you can do to get your hands on some income so that you can actually diversify and invest and not have to fall prey to inflation and the slowed down economy. So the message I have is that if you are getting close to retirement or just thinking ahead, you've probably done a solid job of saving, but there's something most people don't consider. How much of that money is just sitting in cash? It might feel safe being in cash, but holding on to too much guarantees one thing: you are losing purchasing power. Just go to the grocery store or the gas pump and you'll know exactly that your dollar does not go very far anymore because inflation eats away at it. And the dollar's value keeps slipping. And that's why more and more people are looking at real assets. That means like real gold and silver. In fact, you can get your hands on actual gold and silver, precious metals. You can also invest in a gold IRA. But if you want the real deal, I want you to give Noble Gold a call at 877-646-537. Get all of your questions answered by the experts in the United States with this family-owned business. So this is the company that makes it easy for you to learn more and to invest: Noble Gold Investments. You can buy gold, you can buy silver, you can buy coins, you can buy bars, you can have them shipped directly to your home or stored securely. It's a smart way to convert your cash into something that actually holds value. Noble Gold is fair, they are transparent, and they don't pressure you. They just give you solid information and real options. So it's noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. And I did want to share with you that there is a promotion. You are going to get 2 5-ounce America the Beautiful silver coins. That's 10 ounces of silver. Colin told me that it has about a $500 value, and that is if you qualify for their gold IRA. So check it out. And of course, the disclaimer: past performance may not predict future results. Investing in precious metals, any kind of investment, carries risks. So consult your financial advisor before you make any investment decisions and get the information you need over at noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, friends, let's talk about the headlines and let's talk about what is going on with Bob and what in the non-spinning world is a universal vaccine. So this is what Bob is in favor of. And it probably, interestingly, after he's taking money away from the mRNA, one of the bits of research I found is that universal vaccines probably are going to be developed through mRNA technology. So this is what led to the Operation Warp Speed, right? That Trump and Bob applauded. And it is the universal vaccine that Kennedy is championing is actually, this is from a Northeastern distinguished professor of pharmaceutical sciences. So we know we can trust him, Brandon Dion, and he is going to give us a couple of quotes here. The basic premise of a vaccine is that you are using your body's immune system to either protect against disease or to treat diseases. This is a professor. He says what you're doing with vaccines is you are priming your own body's immune system. All right, friends. I did a Substack on this a few days ago, and I actually had a premise, and I shared with you what's called a faulty premise. A premise is your belief or your assumption or your presupposition. It's your first argument that you make, and then all of your other arguments support that or are based on that. So we need to look at this faulty presupposition, which is your body's own mechanism. I don't even want to call it an immune system. We don't know how our glorious body really works, but the mechanisms by which your body handles these conditions or creates symptoms, why is that overlooked? Why do we need an artificial injection to create this artificial response to some kind of disease or illness, as we're told? So your body can't do it itself? Are you, you're, the body's not able to do that? You see, that is the faulty presupposition. So we need to tear that down. We need to look at that. We need to analyze and bring evidence for the fact that without these products, your body can still be healthy and can still deal with, I don't even want to say fend off, because who knows why we have certain symptoms or conditions. There may be a reason for that. For example, if you need to sneeze, your body is trying to expel something. If you have diarrhea, your body's trying to expel something. So why would you stop that when your body is trying to right the ship? So I'm rejecting this entire notion that God's design is faulty and that medicine needs to create something that is injected into your bloodstream to produce a response for your body, as they call it, to fight off this disease or illness. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about your own body fighting off the disease or illness? And by the way, many of the causes of these conditions have never even been proven. These are all theories. So we could go even to a deeper layer and talk about viruses or the lack of evidence for their existence. That's a topic for another day, but I do want to mention it because that is also a presupposition that there's an invisible particle that is just, on a doorknob or a kitchen counter or on someone's breath, and they're going to breathe it on you, and suddenly you're going to become deathly ill. You need to read the book, How Do People Get Sick? Can You Catch a Cold? I've done plenty of videos and interviews on my channel all about that if you are interested. But the headlines about Bob eliminating the $500 million for mRNA makes people think, fantastic, the government is no longer funding vaccines. And then people are all excited and they're sending me the emails. And did you see this? And why are you so critical of Bob? Well, look what he's doing. Well, that's because you have to read the whole headline. You have to read beneath the headline and read the whole story. So it's not about ending the mRNA vaccine contracts. It's not about the government no longer funding pharmaceutical collusion. I'll put it that way. It's a rebrand. It's a bait and switch, and many people are falling for it. So what we have is the Health and Human Services winding down, not canceling, not terminating, just phasing out the mRNA research in favor of different types of vaccine delivery systems. Now, there are plenty of people that are following individuals that have kind of grabbed the headlines themselves over the last few years related to exposing the truth, or should I say participating in the deception? Because some of these individuals who I'm not going to name, you can do your own research, they're actually involved in the development of vaccines to the point where they have spent years and even their own time and resources traveling to other countries to test these products on innocent children using non-needle delivery methods. If you want to do research on that, be my guest. So when you are seeing people coming, on these podcasts, which I'm never going to be on because I speak the truth, so I'm of no use to the others. But when they go on these podcasts, do some digging, find out about them, look into their background, see who these individuals are and what they have to gain by talking about, we need safe and effective vaccines. We need more testing. And don't go down that road. I've already exposed it again and again and again. I do get tired of these comments where people say, Peggy, they know there's no such thing as safe and effective. That's why they're saying it. They want more testing to harm innocent children to prove that poison can't be safe, and then everyone will know it. Well, I already know that poison can't be safe. And I'm not in favor of this charade of saying that you want safe and effective poison and harming innocent children and animals in the meantime, all the while saying, give the man time to work. So no, I'm not in favor of that. His time is up. Not only is his time up, but for all y'all, not you smart ones, who don't understand what's going on here, let me play this video. So it's 40 seconds. We're going to hop right on over. And I know many of you said you don't like to listen to his voice, which has been damaged probably by the very products that he is promoting. I can't say for sure, but many people have concluded that because he himself says that he is fiercely pro-vaccine. He's had all his children vaccinated. He'd do it all again, probably, if he could. So here we have it. This was just a couple of days after that announcement of the getting rid of the mRNA. So what is he talking about here?
Right now, we're developing a universal vaccine at NIH, which is a vaccine that addresses the entire phylum of viruses. And so it's a vaccine that mimics natural immunity.
Whoa. Time out. Oh, excuse me for asking, Bob. I wish I could, you know, if you'd like to interview me, I'd be happy to have some questions with you. You say that you are developing at NIH, the National Institutes of Health, that you're developing a universal vaccine that is going to address the entire phylum. Yes, meaning all of the conditions that our body already knows how to handle. And then you say it's going to mimic natural immunity. Just one question for you. I know it's kind of silly of me to ask, but what's wrong with natural immunity? I'm waiting for the answer. Maybe I should sit like he is. Does that make me look more powerful and all-knowing? I better start sitting like that. Yeah. We're gonna develop the universal vaccine to mimic your body's natural immunity. Forget your body's natural immunity. We don't need that. That does not enrich the pharmaceutical companies. We've been over this before, friends. Natural health does not put dollars, your tax dollars, into the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. Only these vaccines do. Well, other products do as well, but that's what he's in charge of.
And it is effective against any kind of mutation, so it doesn't drive the virus to mutate. And it could be effective. We believe it's going to be effective against not only coronaviruses, but also flu. And it's going to be a much safer and much more effective vaccine.
Oh, I am so relieved that it's going to be safer and more effective. All of my concerns are put at rest now because it's going to be safer and more effective because he said so, you guys. He said so. Let's get off the screen share and stop looking. Actually, was there something else he wanted to say? I think that is it. We'll leave it there. So how do you like them apples, friends? Mr. Anti-Vaxxer, for all of you that sent your money to Children's Health Defense to help pay for his hundreds of thousands of dollars salary per year, because he's a Kennedy. He needs that money. Let's face it. You know, he's not a multimillionaire or anything. So all of y'all that sent that money thinking that he was on your side, he's on the pharmaceutical side. I think it's very clear now. And if you think I doctored that video, because some of you said, oh, you took his words and you twisted them. Well, let's see. He wants there to be a vaccine for everything. Well, you got to hand it to him. He does like to think big. Yeah. And it's going to be safer. Not safe, but safer and more effective, because effective isn't effective enough. It's kind of like being pregnant. Being pregnant is not enough. You have to be more pregnant, safer, and more effective. So we have that to look forward to. So actually, on a happy note, I do want to read a couple of cards from my Healthy Americans. And thank you all for sending me that video. And happy to cover it for you. I kind of already know where he stands on these things, but take a look at this beautiful card. Oh, I just love that. The rose and the pink, so beautiful. And this is from Richard. And Richard says, dear Peggy, and this is on a different topic, but he said, thank you for showing evidence of the deep state's involvement in the Los Angeles fire. So this was a little while ago. Greg Reese of InfoWars recently said that the only way to stop the deep state is to wake up enough people. By showing the truth about the fires to your 180,000 subscribers, you might help awaken enough people to reach a critical mass. The fire is especially important because, unlike 9/11 or even the Cooties cocktail, countless intelligent and powerful people are now fully aware that they have been severely affected. It is therefore more likely that, as per your prayer, that people might hear the truth. You are one of my favorite truthers, smart, sincere, courageous, and persistent. Sincerely, Richard. Richard, I want to thank you so much. And I did send a thank you note as well. Everybody who writes me a card, you do get a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note from me. And I just like to share these cards with you, my audience, so that you'll get the encouragement as well. Because I'll never say we're in this together, but we are standing shoulder to shoulder, side by side, encouraging each other and supporting each other. And I think that's one of the most important things that we can do on this channel, because some people do want my help to read between the lies. Other people can read between the lies, but they come on the channel because they want to have their viewpoint validated, because everybody else that they're talking to out there says, I don't know what you're talking about. This guy wants to get rid of processed foods. That's going to make everybody healthy. Autism is going to go away when we get rid of Fruit Loops. And you see, they've been hoodwinked. And so it's helpful for us to be on this channel, to support each other and to share our perspective. And that's why I'm sharing these cards as well. So this is a beautiful one from a healthy American. Donna has been on board from the very beginning. And she said, dear Peggy, thank you so much for helping me and all of us stay in a more balanced state of mind during this tumultuous time. God has blessed you with an important role, which I'm sure at times is challenging for you. It's very challenging, especially when the trolls come out of the woodwork, or even healthy Americans attack me because they don't like my position, or not just position, but they don't like the facts that I bring about people like Bob Kennedy. And I understand that it's a type of grieving that they're going through. And anger is a part of grief, and they take it out on me because I'm the one that brought the message. She said, but you never waver. You smile and you stay optimistic, and you deliver us the real daily news, which keeps us informed, thinking about and questioning everything that is going on. And you know what, friends? That's all I ask, is just question without accepting everything, and do your research on what I'm presenting you as well. This is kind of a jumping off point for you to go deeper. She said, I also thank your husband, Pastor David, for being by your side, listening to and sharing and helping you deliver the Lord's work. I also thank him for telling you that you are an educator, which helped you snap out of squabbling with others on social media, and it directed you into the role that you are now serving in the world on the Healthy American channel. Because I used to just argue with people on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook anymore. Really, I'm not active on Instagram. I'm only active on YouTube and on my Substack. And by only, it takes all my time, and it is where I can have the most impact. She says, I remember your first video, which was way back when I exposed the illegality of the shutdowns, at least in California. And then I went on to expose it in different states because the law did not support what was going on. It still doesn't. She said, I felt relief knowing that someone was seeing what I knew was wrong and offering constructive solutions, which I followed and continue to, and I pass along to many people. The suggestions weren't easy to do, but they were better than living a lie. Thank you for saying that they are all in on it, which at first I didn't understand, but now I totally get it. Because what I mean is they're all in on it. The evildoers, the public serpents, people are playing their part in controlling you, in taking away your power, in inflicting their own one world disorder. They all have different roles at different levels. And I think you're beginning to understand that even some of those individuals that you trusted that came onto the scene, frankly, a couple of years after I did, and then kind of jumped on the bandwagon late to say, oh yeah, pro-freedom. It's like, well, where were you back in the trenches when people were getting kicked out of restaurants? You know, like, did you wear the suffocation device? They probably did. She said, I recently realized that asking questions is doing something, and it helps me think things through more deeply, and it encourages others to do the same. I thank God for you, Peggy. Well, I thank God for you, Donna. And she said, many blessings and much love, Donna. And I really, really am encouraged by your beautiful cards. I put many of these up on my bulletin board so I can look at them. And this helps me persevere in this work of defending truth and freedom. And you being on board as Healthy Americans means the world to me. I appreciate you. Thank you for watching the entire video. Thank you for leaving a comment, because in order for me to reach the 180,000 people, my video should have 20,000, 80,000 views. I'm shadow banned. My videos are never served up to others. Hopefully you're getting them because you're subscribed. But if you leave a comment, it can help to outwit the algorithm and show that this video is gaining traction. So I probably have a record on YouTube that I've never gained one subscriber, like in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. It's unbelievably amazing. The needle has never moved. And I don't care about that. But what I care about is having an impact. So you can help me by spreading the word. And that's why it's very important to get on my free Substack. It's a blog. It's a written summary, basically, of the videos that I do. Some people only read the Substack and they don't come and watch the videos. Others watch the videos. They don't read the Substack. But I like to be in both places in case either one of these platforms, they kick me off, you'll know where to find me. And that's over at peggyhall.substack.com. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. I'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going to continue to talk about Health and Human Services, another very interesting twist in the plot when it comes to the FDA. And I'm going to be breaking that down for you. Have a great evening, everybody. And I'll see you. You know what? Let me quick check your comments since I am streaming live. Are you here? Are we all here? Yes, we are. CD says you're the best, and so are you. Thank you so much. Dana says, thank you for all you do. D Johnson says, great job. Okay, Al has Alpocalypse. I love that name. Says, what is the new healthcare 4.0 system and how does that work? Well, that's a new one on me, Al. So I will do some research and see if there's enough to cover in an upcoming video. Christina says, I'm forever grateful for you and your husband's help during the mist that started in 2020. I felt informed and empowered. God bless you both. That helps me be so encouraged, Christina. That is why I'm able to do this, even when I feel weary. And I'm human, and I do feel weary from time to time, but this is what keeps me going. Kathy says, Fruit Loops without the color, the red dye, is Apple Jacks. Eden's Living TV, love to interview you on this. Thank you so much. I was a guest on Eden's Living TV a couple of times in the early days of all the hogwash, as I call it. And I also want to highlight individuals that are running other channels that have been doing this work. And this is so important that we all have a role to play. And that is, again, we all are rowing the boat. Okay. Let's see. Arceli says, he said, I think that means Bob said that he believes this universal vaccine is going to work. In other words, it's not going to work. Oh, artist says this pose that Bob did is called the power chair pose. Yeah, you make yourself look real big and powerful. I find it a little brash and jarring, but that's just me. Faithy says, God gave me an immune system. Amen. Country Mickey says, if we're talking about safer, why not completely safe? Absolutely. Friends, I really appreciate you. I have the best audience on YouTube. I really do. I do watch YouTube videos from time to time on other channels, either doing my research or I do like to watch, gardening and design and so forth. And I'll tell you, even in those kind of innocuous channels, there can be some really tough cookies in there, leaving some very harmful comments. So I'm so grateful for all y'all here. All right, I'm going to rest my voice. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Love our live streams. And in the meantime, I'll see you over at the Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Thanks to the moderators. Also, Olivia is on board. And I appreciate all the moderators do to keep our community together and encouraged. See you soon, everybody.